my sincere apologies. One of the things I hate most in life are tardy people. When you call things to... when you have public meetings. And I had no idea a trip from Redlands would take over an hour. So, again, my deepest apologies. And you don't want to hear what I had to say due to some of those people cutting me off as I was driving up. But first and foremost, it is a great pleasure that I call the first meeting of the Wrightwood Community Services District to order, and I'd like for introductions, please. My name is Kathleen Rawlings McDonald. I'm the Executive Officer of LASO. Many of you have seen me in multiple meetings here to discuss issues as we went through this process and we held the election. To my right, sir?
We have a flag salute.
In just a moment.
Okay.
I want to introduce who's here before we do all of that, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Mr. Stephen Kennedy.
Steve Kennedy, attorney from San Bernardino.
Leo Hordyke.
Michelle Schneider.
Wes Zuber.
Natalie Lopiccolo.
Stephanie Carroll.
And with that, I will call this meeting to order. And if you will all rise and join me in the pledge of allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So I will call each of the individual board members to rise, and I will administer the oath of office to them, as well as their provide them with their certificate from the Registrar of Voters Office, certifying that they are a member of the governing body of the Wrightwood Community Services District. If I had had the opportunity to arrive a little early to go over this with the members, as I said, I will ask you to rise, raise your right hand, and repeat your name, and then I will give you the oath of office, and you will affirm your oath at the end. Unless all of you want to say the whole thing. That is not common. I'm just asking in case you wish to do that. First would be Stephanie Carroll.
You'd like me to stand here?
Yes, ma'am. Please raise your right hand. I, Stephanie Carroll.
I, Stephanie Carroll.
Do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I'm about to enter.
I affirm.
So
I do.
I do. All right.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Next is Leo Hordak. I, Leo W. Hordak.
I, Leo Hordak.
Do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I'm about to enter.
I do.
Natalie Lopiccolo. I, Natalie Lopiccolo.
I, Natalie Lopiccolo.
Do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I'm about to enter.
I do.
Michelle Snyder. I, Michelle Snyder.
I, Michelle Snyder.
Do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I'm about to enter.
I do.
I, Wes Zuber. Do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I'm about to enter.
I do. Thank you.
And quite quickly, from LAFCO, I would like to say this is a momentous occasion. It isn't often that you create new governments in the state of California, and I would guess that you will not be seeing new cities very often in the future. But this is a proud moment for your community, and I wish you the best. And I'm here to help, and my staff is here to help at any time.
Thank you.
And for someone, the Registrar of Voters gave me these. And it is the pins from the Wrightwood special election. They gave them for each of you.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, very nice.
So,
thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Wear them proudly.
Thank you. You want these ones?
Yes.
Do you have them? Yeah. Sign. You need to sign yours.
So the first official order of business for the Board of Directors is to elect your President and Vice President. So I will open the nominations for President.
Is this on?
No.
Testing?
Can you hear you?
Okay, I can project. I would like to nominate Wes Zuber for the position of President.
Are there any other nominations?
No, I was not going to nominate.
Okay. Is there a motion to close nominations?
I will make the motion to close nominations.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Mr. Zuber, you have been elected President. Would you like me to conduct the elections for Vice President or take over from you?
I would.
What?
I would like you to do that.
Okay. I will open nominations for Vice President of the Board of Directors for the Wrightwood CSC.
I would like to nominate Stephanie Carroll for Vice President.
I'll second that.
Are there any other nominations? Do I have a motion to close nominations?
I move to close nominations.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 I welcome to the board your new officers and turn over the meeting to President Zuber.
Are we allowed to make a comment at this point? Wes, I'm sorry you didn't have a chance to defend yourself. Nominated you, so
I
hope you're okay with that.
I guess I'll have to be. Okay, so Steve, we just go right to the public comments.
Right to public comments. Yeah, as you know, it's a
microphone. We need that mic.
So, do you want this one?
No, we'll give that to you.
No, we can't.
So I'm going to guess the batteries are out on this one. So we're going to need to pass the microphone around.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Well, congratulations. The as a public entity in California, you're subject to the Brown Act, which governs the manner in which your board meetings are conducted. As part of those requirements, you're required to have public comments either before or during any meeting. And so we've agendized public comments at the beginning so that you can take public testimony now. It is also within the discretion of the board president to take public testimony during any discussion of the board items on the agenda.
Okay, we're going to move to public comments this time. Do we want to put the mic up there or something?
Yeah.
Okay, my only public comment is that I would like to see, as the parks are concerned, that as native or as the plants at the parks die through attrition, that we would replace them with native plants, which are low water use. And that's it. I'd just like to see us have more native plants in our parks because it seems like the natural thing to do.
Okay, thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Al Morissette. I'm on the board of the Feed and Pinyon Hills Community Service District. I just want to congratulate you guys and offer my condolences as well. But we're right down the street. If you ever need some help, we're here to help. Also, I serve on the board of directors for the Association of Special Districts for San Bernardino County. We'll be having a meeting in July this month on the 17th. I'll send you the flyers on it. I encourage you guys to come down and participate in that. It's a good way of learning and grooming things about what you need to do. Also, even though he's not here today, Chris Palmer from the California Special Districts Association wishes to extend his condolences. No, his congratulations to you. And the California Special Districts Association also sent opening it. If you ever need any help,
thank you, Al. My name is Chuck Franklin, and first of all, I'd like to congratulate all five of you. Looking forward to some good things happening for our community. One question I do have, though, on public comments. We've set it up to where it's, in the beginning of the meetings. Are you guys, and something that you'll have to discuss, but will you allow public comments when it gets down to individual issues throughout an agenda meeting? Just something that I'd like to know for future. Thank you.
I would recommend that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would recommend that for sure.
All right, if there's no more public comments, we'll move to item five, established term of office for each member of the board of directors.
I'm going to turn the mic up.
Steve, isn't that based on the election results for the? How does that work?
Kathy could probably speak to this more intelligently than I, but. Since you're all elected at the same time, you have the ability to decide which of you have the 4-year terms and which have a shorter 2-year term. And I believe that the 3 will have a 4-year term and 2 will have a 2-year term.
Typically, the board of directors has chosen to give the 4-year terms to the 3 highest vote getters. You can draw lots. The only requirement is at this meeting you must choose who has a 2-year term and who has a 3-year term. There's nothing in the law that says how you do that.
Okay. Well, I'm fine with a 2-year term.
I'm fine with a 2-year term.
Supposed to go.
No.
So we're drawing straws.
I believe I was the lowest of the vote earners, and I'm okay with the 2-year term if the board is okay with that.
I have no comment to that.
So we need a motion at this point?
Correct. It would be a motion and a second. And then a vote.
Okay. I will make a motion to vote, right?
Well, the motion would be for
the three top voters.
For the three. I don't know where President Zuber landed on the votes, but the three top vote getters to be the 4-year terms and the other two to have 2-year terms.
So I will make a motion to have the top three vote earners do 4-year terms and last two have 2-year terms. I apologize.
I will second that motion.
Then the president conducts the vote. So you would just say, all in favor, say aye.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Right. And then ask if there are any opposed.
Is there any opposed?
Right.
No. The motion is carried.
So who's getting the 4 years then? Who got the top vote?
That would be Michelle, Stephanie, and Leo. Are the 4-year terms, and Natalie and Wes would be the 2-year terms.
Thank you. Okay, item 6 is appoint a temporary secretary for the meetings of the Board of Directors.
Mr. President, if I may, you may wish to defer this item to your discussion of item number 8. I would move on to item number 7 at this time, and then move to item number 8, and then you can discuss 6 in the context of 8.
Okay, let's move to item number 7. We're going to adopt all existing rules, regulations, ordinances, fee schedules, policies, procedures, and existing budgets of the county, Area 56.
Yeah, so what this proposed action would do would, for purposes of making it a clean transition, you would, by one action, adopt all of the existing and applicable rules, regulations, ordinances, and resolutions
right.
that apply in this area by one action. So that's the intent here.
Okay.
Takes a simple motion in a second.
Talk about county actions, right?
Correct.
Right.
I'm going to make the motion that we adopt all existing rules, regulations, ordinances, fee schedules, policies, and procedures, and existing budgets of County Area 56. Could we have a discussion on that briefly? This included the budget, didn't it? And so what we would be including would be the LAFCO proposed budget.
Correct. There is no CSA 56 budget adopted for fiscal year 17-18. As an interim step, you can adopt the budget that was included in the LAFCO staff report as your interim budget for moving forward.
Steve, would you advise us to form an ad hoc or a committee to review the budget, because there are some items that have changed since that was developed, especially the reserve fund that's coming in today?
Yeah, that is on the agenda as item number 9,
okay.
Numeral 9. When you get to that item, we can take
this would be your proposed budget. You are required by law, I believe, to have your final budget approved by September 1st.
That's correct.
So you would use or can use that budget as your proposed, and then review and make whatever changes are necessary through an ad hoc committee and adopt by September 1st so that you file appropriately.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And when you do adopt your own final budget, then that will be done through a public hearing, which you'll have to notice up 2 weeks in advance. So I concur with that recommendation.
I'm not the chair.
There you go.
Um,
Somebody has to second this motion then if we want to do it.
I'm not sure if we want to. I think we want to amend.
No, there's no amendment.
No. Okay, then we need a
comment.
Right. So I second that.
Second motion. Okay, Leo, you second the motion?
Yeah.
Now, are we, Randy has a.
No, that's not public hearing.
No, you have to have a discussion before they take the final action.
Okay, well, my only question was, will we ever get a list of what all this stuff is at some future date?
Oh, yeah.
That's what you're doing there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Can I reaffirm who made the original motion to adopt all ordinances with the LAFCO budget?
Michelle.
And the second?
Leo Hordijk.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion is carried. Okay, so item 8 and 6 are really together. Discussion of possible action regarding the transition of services from County Service Area 56.
Mr. President, I think as part of the agenda materials, what we have for the board to look at and consider as a template document is an agreement that the Thielen Pinyon Hills CSD entered into with special districts back when it was formed back in March of 2008, which outlines kind of an arrangement that was made for essentially a three-month transition period in which the county continued to conduct the day-to-day operations while the board set about the task of retaining its general manager, which is a statutorily required position that you have to have. And so as part of the board's deliberations about how to handle the day-to-day operations of the newly formed district, that information has been provided by county council. Additionally, Jeff Rigney is here from special districts to respond to any questions that the board may have. But this is really an opportunity for the board to decide how to handle your day-to-day operations from here on out, at least until you've hired a general manager.
Right. Well, so the county is just offering to continue based on that email I already saw, right?
I would maybe suggest that you ask Jeff to come up and offer his
information. Jeff.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Jeff Rigney, the director of the County Special Districts Department. I would also like to congratulate the community on this and congratulate the new board. And this is my first time in almost 35 years that I am here in absolutely no official capacity. I also want to thank the community of Wrightwood for allowing our department to serve you for over the last 50 years. So thank you very much, and I wish you well on this new endeavor. You're going to have some growing pains, and we'll be there. We won't necessarily cut the cord right away. We're there. Call me anytime you like. Call Tim Millington, the most recent manager of CSA 56, which isn't there any longer. And we'll be happy to help you in any way that we can. Also thank you for this, and Kathy, I think, may agree, this is probably the easiest transition from our department to a self-governed district in the history of special districts. So thank you for working so well with us also. What this item is to just to give you that option while you're getting your legs under you to continue service. Because as of right now, you have no one to empty your trash. You have no one to mow your lawn, to clean your restroom, to do fiscal things, whatever may be necessary over whatever short period before you're up and running. So that's what we're offering. The details of that, I would probably recommend if you decide that you want to go that way, then we set up a meeting in the very near future and we can sit down with you and go over the details of that, because we really need to hear from you. What services is it that you want? Do you want complete services? Do you just want a couple of things during this time? And then we can tailor make that for you. As far as cost, I couldn't tell you what that cost would be today because I don't know what the services are. But basically, we would just charge whatever the productive hourly rate is for that employee that will be doing whatever it is you're asking to be done. We'll keep it as simple as possible and as low of a cost as possible. If you are starting a new fiscal year without the biggest budget in the world. So we want to be respectful of that and help you get through until you get your first allotment of taxes. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions. I do have some material here to pass off. Most important is probably a couple checks, which I am glad to pass on, no longer my responsibility. And I also have the budget. Now, with the budget we were proposing for CSA 56, as Kathy said, CSA 56 doesn't exist now, so you've adopted the LAFCO budget, but you can at least see what we were planning. And then also I have the fees that we were using and some, I think there's a couple policies in there. So you can have that and start reviewing that before we meet again if you desire. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Jeff, I wanted to thank you very much. It was a very smooth transition, and I also wanted to extend a thank you to Tim Millington, who's not here today. He was extremely helpful. We did a three-hour walkthrough yesterday of all the assets and everything, and I just wanted to say thank you for that. That really helped a tremendous amount.
We're happy to do it. I was looking forward to a very ceremonious handing over the keys, but Tim did that yesterday.
So I'm sorry, it's really hard for us to have a discussion with the whole room with only one microphone, and we will fix that as soon as possible. So I think we'll just pass the microphone around so we can have comments about this, because we need to figure out the motion. So my comment would be that we need to have a discussion within the next few days in a committee, because that's the only group that can have that discussion, right, Steve? And then bring it back to the group at the...
There's a couple ways you could go on that. If you want, certainly establishing a committee is fine. It would have to be a committee of two. And if it's a standing committee, then it's subject to the Brown Act. If it's an ad hoc committee, then it would not be subject to the Brown Act. And ad hoc committees can meet without notice and public participation and agendas. But it has to be, in order to qualify as an ad hoc committee, it has to be a limited purpose, and the committee then disbands automatically upon completion of the task. This would certainly be the type of thing where, obviously, it would meet the requirements for an ad hoc committee. But if that committee wanted to meet with county staff on that, that could be problematic, because you can't pick and choose which members of the public you want to invite into an ad hoc committee. So that might be the only concern that I would have there. But you could establish a standing committee that would be public, an ad hoc committee that that would disband upon completion of the task, or you could just have special meetings on it. The board can conduct its own, have a special meeting with all five board members. That only requires 24-hour notice and posting of an agenda and all of that, but all five board members would be present and could participate. So those, as I see, would be your three options.
We should do an ad hoc committee. Yeah, I think we should form an ad hoc committee, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Question, please. Can the ad hoc committee, which has two members of the board, have public members without it creating a problem with the Brown Act?
No, that you can't have what's called the blue ribbon committee, where you have members of the public as part of the committee, and so you can't cherry pick which members of the public can and cannot be part of an ad hoc committee meeting. My suggestion there would be if the board wanted to create a committee that would involve the public, then make that a standing committee meeting. and then you could involve the public as part of the public comment portion of the agendas that you would have on those standing committees.
I have a question. The purpose of each committee, as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, would be to hire a general manager, which would be an outside hire that would actually do the things that...
We're not there on that. That's later on in the agenda. What is currently on the table is what to do about transition services before the board retains its general manager.
Another question.
I have a question. So I understand the purpose of the committee. Would they then make decisions financially?
No.
So it would be discussing whether about the transition.
That's a good point. The committee cannot make any decisions. All the committee would then do would be to come back to the board with a recommendation, and then the full board would make the decision and have a public meeting. Yeah, thank you.
Right.
Okay.
So, Kathy, your recommendation was to do a standing committee so that we could involve... I thought I saw you nodding your head. Do you want to put your input in here? Or,
My point is... I was only nodding to agree that that's how a standing committee works.
Okay.
And the transition plan or a committee would be, in my view, of at least of the discussion here, of very limited purpose. So an ad hoc committee that could work quickly to define, and as I understand, the committee would define what your expectation is from special districts during the transition. You transition today. So you need to be able to make some decisions on an interim basis fairly quickly. So that's up to the board itself, but you need to design and decide how you're going to do this while you're going through the recruitment fairly quickly. And an ad hoc committee where you could go down and meet quickly with special districts to define what it is you want from them. And what they will then in turn tell you what it will cost you to do so are very important questions.
I have a question.
If it's okay with the board, I'm going to walk the microphone out to the audience members so that we can hear. Can the two members of the ad hoc committee share their findings with the other members of the board?
At a board meeting.
Only at a board meeting.
Not outside of board meeting. Otherwise, that's a violation of Brown Act.
So they can't even talk among themselves.
No.
Good luck, guys.
Ever. No.
Well, the idea is it's a very important function that the Brown Act serves, which is to prevent decisions being made outside of the public arena. And so if a quorum of the board is discussing items outside of your view, then it creates not only legal problems, but also perception problems that decisions are being made outside of public participation. So that's the reason.
So I would like to make a motion to create an ad hoc committee for the discussion of these transitional services that would dissolve upon the decision of that.
That's fine. Okay. You might want to suggest who those committee members might be.
I am willing to be one. Would anyone else like to?
I'll be the other one.
Leo? Great. Thank you.
So that would be a motion.
I second it.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed? Motion carried.
So with that decision in place, or I won't say decision, but that action in place, I don't know, Mr. President, if you want to move to item six, and if that, let's see what they want to do with item six. If that would be part of what you would be discussing with county on that as part of the transition, maybe Mr. Rigney might have some information on whether or not part of the transition services that the county may provide would be the secretarial work.
That is not a function that we normally provide because in the past in Wrightwood you had the MAC, and the MAC took care of those type of things,
or the supervisor's office assistant. So I don't have the body that I could send up to help you with that. But if we could certainly find something or assist if that's not something you want to take on yourself.
Will the board correct me if I'm wrong about this, but I thought appointment of temporary secretary was for someone at these board meetings to take notes. I think that's what it meant for secretary. So normally at the MAC meetings, did we have volunteers, or was it?
We did have a hired secretary for a while, and then when that was no longer happening, then we did take turns taking notes. And I would, yeah.
If I may, the point for this issue is that for every board meeting, there needs to be minutes that are then taken, prepared, and brought back to the board for approval, so that every one of your board meetings, there's some written document reflecting the actions that were taken in your meeting. So Kathy right now is doing a good job of taking these notes, but I kind of don't suspect that she'll be here doing this regularly. So I think that apparently what Mr. Rigney is indicating is that's not part of the scope of what would be the services that the county would provide. So if the board were willing to enter into negotiations with the county, so this may be something for the board to consider to handle immediately. Doesn't require that the position that the party preparing the minutes be one they be an employee or be a contract independent contractor, but it does require that the minutes, that someone take the minutes and it be brought back to the board for approval.
I'm willing to volunteer to do that.
Oh, thank you very much.
Wow.
And, may I have
some more recording?
And your name is?
Alexander.
Thank you very much, Alex. And just so you're aware, we are recording this meeting right now, so we will have prepared thorough minutes after. But thank you, Alex, very much.
Need to make a motion for this, please? Or?
It might be good to make that as a formal motion, yeah.
I move we accept Alex Peterson's offer to volunteer as interim secretary for our meetings until one is officially appointed by the board.
That's fine. That's good.
I'll second that motion. I will second that motion.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Budget review.
That's what we can. Mr. Rigney, did you want to hand off those checks now?
Checks?
Well, you volunteered to be on the ad hoc, right?
Give us money down.
Thank you.
You might want, while we have Mr. Rigney here, you might want to hit the items on the agenda that that might involve Mr. Rigney. Have a discussion on those. And I think specifically maybe item 15 down until 15 through 20, I guess. If Jeff can provide any information on those.
Sure. Your item 15 is a retaining current support staff. Kind of goes in line with what we just discussed. Your local staff here, and I'm sorry, I didn't look around too closely. Is anyone here?
No.
I didn't think so. They were County Service Area 56 employees, so yesterday was their last day. If you want to continue using them, I will need to make them County Service Area 70, which is a kind of a county-wide, generically, district, we call our parent district, and then they can continue or, you know, in the short term. What you decide to do as direct with CSD in the future is totally up to you. But in the short term, if you're looking for them to continue, that's what I would need to do.
You
have a question? Yeah. So
I want to know if
yes, I agree, and I believe that is the purpose of the ad hoc committee that we just formed. So that is one of the items of discussion. Correct, Steve?
Sure. Yeah.
But then do we still need to make a motion right now to retain Shannon and the other employees?
We need to review.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Until it comes back. So
we definitely hear your comments, and as residents of this area, I understand and agree. But we need to do the investigation and research.
Right, I understand the financial. I'm just wondering, should something back up? I mean, are you elected board going to be the ones taking out that stuff for now?
Yes.
Maybe.
Those bathrooms are used continually all day long. You now have nobody to clean your bathrooms or restock it with toilet paper.
Can the board approve an interim contract so that those services can be continued? Because we're having
thank you for asking that. If it's the intent, and we'll probably know at the first ad hoc meeting that, or even with this meeting, we'll be discussing with county council. If it's the intent to carry over services for whatever length of time or what they are, we can get something started sooner than later. So we don't have to wait a month for all those things to happen. The purpose of today was to find out if there's interest. If there wasn't, it's very easy. I just go home. If there is interest, then we'll have that meeting and we'll quickly get something in place. We understood, you know, the 4th of July weekend now, there's not much we can do about that. We understand Pioneer's Day is coming, and if we can, we want to have you covered for that.
I mean, the problem is that the checks you brought are pretty light. I mean, really,
they are.
It's $14,000.
$14,000.
That's really.
That's why at the beginning I said I want to make sure. You know, originally when we said, well, it'll cost this to retain our services, and I thought that included everything the county offers, as if you were CSA 56. You don't need that any longer. So that's why we need to talk. And if you just want somebody to come up here 6 hours a week to take care of some of the basics, we can do that. If you want, so, you know, whatever it is. So that's where we have to get into the weeds a little bit more, find out what your needs are.
Yeah.
And we'll
find
that
out
from there.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't mean to poke my nose into this, but is there the ability for the duration to have one of the employees, the one that takes care of the facilities and all of that, request that person continue and at whatever cost, because the operations have to continue. Can they agree today to contract for that to be worked out for the full rate of that PSE that you have that has been in the past? And they can take that action today so that it continues?
And then we would start.
I feel like we need to do
that. I would get with our council on Monday and see what we can start crafting. And if we can put it into place right away and then retro for a black veteran.
Yeah. Back to today's date so that they're fully covered for that that aspect. That wouldn't necessarily be all the employees, but at least that employee that takes care of the bathroom facilities and park facilities, especially on the 4th of July weekend. Just my note.
Just saying.
Well, how can we find out, though, how much that is, you know, for the interim? I haven't heard any numbers.
The cost for that employee was, I believe, listed in one of the reports. So, but regardless of what that person, for at least a one-month period, the board would need to continue so that your operations continue. You can negotiate and have your ad hoc committee, but at least for that interim period, the first month, especially the 4th of July weekend, whatever it is, it is.
Our taxes have been paying into CSA 56 special districts for that service, so there's no additional cost to us taxpayers, no, as you roll into the CSD.
That's correct. But there's
it behooves this board to thought out and be ready, and special districts to be ready to just go to make sure that we have a continuation of services.
There's no additional cost, but the property taxes you pay are paid out in two increments, one in November and one in April. And the county has used those revenues to provide your service.
So
they're balanced.
I understand, but the bottom line is, this is an emergency situation. You guys, special district, and the new board last week didn't understand that we had to have a continuation of service for these facilities. And now, please, take 5 minutes, Mr. President, and get a motion on the floor, pass it, and make sure special districts Monday morning has our custodial staff working and not 2 days or 3 days after.
If I could respond to that, the special districts and individual members did realize that. However, until they were sworn in today, no actions could be taken. You didn't do it. But so it can start today. What I would recommend, you don't have to have the final rates and all that. What I would make a recommendation is that your ad hoc work with special districts to negotiate the time and the amount of having staff here to support you in the upcoming weeks, and then from there we can go to work with you. So you don't have to have it totally finalized. Just that this is what you intend to do, and that you'll negotiate with special districts on the terms.
But Jeff, until that negotiation is complete, will there be a lapse in services being provided?
That's what we're going to see if we can cover right away. I'll be able to tell you that on Monday.
Question, why did I have to negotiate? Why did I have to negotiate? Why can't they just continue the services that we've had up until now until they get to the negotiating phase so that there's a seamless transition? That would seem to make the most sense.
That's good.
It doesn't matter what it costs. We have to have the facilities covered. It would have cost the same amount before. Nothing has really changed. We're just talking about different people up on top, right?
CSA 56 has been dissolved. Those employees are no longer, our employees for this area are no longer in service, and they have been released. One, I believe, is on vacation. This is all stuff that has to be figured out, and we can do this on Monday. The real concern is not this weekend, which us as volunteers can clean the parks. I guarantee you we can do that. It's next weekend, Mountaineer Day. So that is our real big obstacle here, and I do believe that we can fix this very early in the week.
Yeah. Can't we just get the board to approve an interim contract so that the services can just continue?
No, we don't have the financials. We're not going to approve a contract without the financials. You wouldn't want us to do that, Hank. You want to see the money.
Yeah, that's got to last 6 months. That's got to last 6 months.
Right.
So, please, Jeff, could you make a motion to work directly with Mr. Rainey?
Yes, I'm
Yeah, make a motion second and discuss it.
Yeah.
So I will make a motion that our ad hoc committee, Stephanie Carroll, Leo Hordyke, try to meet with Special District on Monday and discuss contracting an interim employee to take care of, you know, the facilities for the next few weeks.
Is that okay with
Mr. Is that okay? Okay.
I will second that motion.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? All right, motion is carried. All right, is there anything else on the budget review, Steve, that we need to...
Well, that was number 15. I don't know if Mr. Rigney has anything to add with 16, 17, 18, 19, or 20. And then we can move back up to number 11.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Other
than the number 19, that is in process. I actually believe that's all done for our real estate services to transition from one...
I have not yet. I do not know if anyone from the board has received any deeds or anything from the county. I have not received anything. And in order for the board to accept real property interest, obviously you have to get the document, and then a resolution would need to be prepared for the board to accept the property interest. But until we get those deeds from the county, there really isn't anything for the board to do, and I have, unless the board has received it, I haven't received anything.
Has the Board of Supervisors adopted the quitclaim?
I believe real estate took that, yes. I'll check on Monday and I can let the folks know.
I think that went the...
I want to say it went.
The 23rd?
Something like that, or the one before, yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the full language of Natalie's motion. Did you get it, Kathy?
Which one?
The most recent, yeah, the one.
For the ad hoc committee to meet on Monday with Mr. Rigney to continue service in the interim?
To continue service in the interim, okay.
He wants to comment on. We have all these.
Yeah, these other ones.
That he's commenting on this.
Yeah.
And that is the motion from that lady that you seconded was to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So Steve, are you saying that we should postpone number 19 then?
There's nothing you can do until we receive the deeds. What Mr. Rigney indicated to me is that, again, there has been no ability for the board to hit the ground running on this and to do any pre-formation work due to the Brown Act. The Brown Act prohibited the board members from meeting collectively to discuss district business before they were sworn in, before the district was formed. So that's why these issues are coming up this way. While there just hasn't been that lead time, and so we're dealing with it on the fly right after the date that you were formed. So that's why it had to be done this way. With respect to the real property interest, there really isn't any action to take until we receive those documents from the county, and then once we receive those from the county, they'll be brought back to the board.
Thank you.
Chuck?
Yes, Steve. The ad hoc committee is going to meet on Monday, try to negotiate whatever for the continuation of the services. If they do that, doesn't the board then have to schedule another meeting so publicly they can say this is what they discussed and this is the agreement on the transition?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So what will happen is assuming there's negotiations take place and there's a contract to bring back to the board, and then it would be brought back to the board at a public meeting, and the committee would make give a report to the board and to the public, and then make a recommendation for adoption.
Is that something that can be done the notice for the meeting in 24 hours?
That's correct.
That would be 2 weeks.
Exactly, 24 hours.
24 hours.
Special meeting, 24 hours, yeah. Okay.
So the service is going to be retroactive so that we can continue to have the services until the contract is signed?
That would be for the committee to discuss.
Well, I thought I heard Steve mention that it could be retroactive.
That's what we're going to work
towards. That's what he's going to work towards.
Very quickly, did we have a vote on the motion for the app?
I'm getting a little. I've done this in years, so.
So due to the timely, you know, the need for kind of great haste with this topic, can we? Is it possible for you guys to have an ad hoc committee meeting on Monday and for us to meet that evening?
We would have to put post the agenda 24 hours in advance of that. I mean, we could post agendas each day with the expectation that maybe one of those you can cancel a meeting if you don't have the agreement ready to go. But you would have to post the agenda for that meeting Sunday night, and then and I'm not saying you can't do that. You could do that and post it each day until we've got. Something to bring back to the board with, and then if you aren't able to do that, we can post notice of cancellation. So that's something that the board can do.
Steve, what would constitute a posting? We only have a weekly newspaper. We have a community site.
Well, we're getting to that. That's also on the agenda for Sunshine Ordinance, yeah.
You have an agenda item 15, retaining current support staff. It's on your agenda to discuss and vote, if you will, right now.
That was already voted on. They're going to be an ad hoc committee has been formed and will be meeting with.
See, you threw it off to an ad hoc committee, but you have the right, because you have an agenda item, to retain current staff.
Yeah, but we decided to form an ad hoc committee that.
Right, and put it off. Okay.
Right. Right.
So, Michelle.
We could make a motion right now to have a special meeting Monday night following, right? We could call that right now if
yes.
someone wanted to.
Yes.
So, Michelle, would you like to?
Well, I heard a lot of no's, so yeah, but to me that seems logical.
Like
you guys meet that day, we do it that night, so.
But yeah. We would need to post the agenda. So as long as someone is available to post that agenda at the locations to be determined under your Sunshine Ordinance on Sunday, 24 hours before then, that's fine.
So which is tomorrow?
Which is tomorrow, yeah.
Right.
This is a pretty small town. I don't think we'll have a problem
right.
with that.
Is that bigger than I'm thinking it is? I mean,
no,
but
we'll discuss that in the Sunshine Ordinance.
Right?
Yeah. We'll discuss those requirements when we get to the Sunshine Ordinance.
Is this building available on Monday?
It is.
The building's available on Monday night if we want to use it.
Okay, so then I'll make a motion if you can strike it down. I move that.
Got to make sure he's available.
Wait, where?
Are you going to be available on Monday for us to meet? Yeah, I just wanted to
good
make
point,
sure.
Leo.
Monday, yes, that's what we're talking
yes.
about.
Yes. Yeah.
Because it falls between the weekend and vacation, it's a pretty quiet day.
Okay.
I may be the only one there.
Okay.
You decide a time. I'll make myself available mid-morning, early afternoon, probably the best.
10 o'clock Monday. Got it. 10 o'clock Monday. For the ad hoc. You're talking about the ad hoc.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We're talking about a motion to have a special meeting.
Right. We wanted to make sure that they could actually meet Monday.
Okay. So I move that we convene a special meeting Monday at 6 p.m. in this building to discuss the findings of the ad hoc committee reviewing transition services with Randy. With Jeff, I'm sorry.
Can I ask for a clarification before we vote on it?
It needs a second before we discuss.
Oh.
I think. It needs a second to discuss.
I will second.
Okay.
Now I'm going to comment. Steve, are you available Monday night? I mean, is this something that I...
Yeah, I'm available.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's important.
Yeah, we know.
It's very important.
Even though I haven't officially been retained as your attorney, I am available.
I tried to put that on the agenda. That's going to go up to the budget, too.
This is pro bono.
It is.
He has been extremely generous.
Apparently, that wasn't designed that way, but it's getting that way.
Before we go to public comments, I wanted to actually request, is it a problem if we do it at 7? I just know that that is going to be an extremely long day.
Just a motion. 7
on Monday?
Yeah, I mean, Steve, that's going to be late for you.
She just amend the motion.
Yeah.
Just amend the motion.
Well, okay, so we're already getting into Robert's rules.
Strike my comment, I will make it work. It's fine.
Well, no, okay, so it gives me an opportunity to talk a little bit about Robert's rules of order.
Yeah.
If you want to modify a motion, then the maker of the motion has to agree to that modification, and then you can do it that way.
Sure.
7 p.m.?
7 p.m.
Okay. I'm going to amend that motion then for 7 p.m.
Carrie?
I'm not sure she had a middle.
It is available on the calendar. I'm amending the motion for 7 o'clock.
Thank you.
I'm not sure. Maybe you already voted on this. But I really liked his comment. If it's on our agenda today, those bathrooms are going to be bad as of tonight. I would just think, is there any way you can just do it now? Do whatever you have to do. You have $14,000 just to get the bathrooms be able to be cleaned, like starting tomorrow. If it's approved right now, can we just do it? And that saves you all from meeting Monday and another meeting. And it can't be done because they have the ad hoc.
There's two governmental entities here that have to agree to it, the CSD and the county. I don't have the ability here today to agree on behalf of.
Okay, so it can't be done today. You guys have to do Monday. Okay, just trying to save you some work and get those bathrooms cleaned, like, right away.
Alex Peterson and Lynn Crawford are volunteering to clean the bathroom Sunday and Monday. But the question is, do we have supplies and keys?
We do.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
All right.
So it's the first easy question.
Carrie, did you have a question before I go back? Carrie, did you have a question?
You're not going there. You don't have any money. We're not trying to do that. We just forgot these topics right here.
Well, now we need to vote on it, or are we done? I did.
So there's a motion on the table for a special meeting Monday night at 7.
All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 All those opposed? All right. Motion is carried.
Who is seconded by?
You.
Perfect.